Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I do feel like that, you know, just within my 3 years, we made it to the playoffs all 3 years. I was able to play on, you know, playing many big games and on, you know, the biggest stages and, you know, make a lot of plays. And, you know, I do feel like it would be beneficial for me going into the league, knowing that every game, you know, every game is straight competition. And, you know, that's what brings out the best in any player. So, you know, I've definitely looked forward to that. And I'm thankful for, you know, the big stages and big games I played on.
New Falcons starting cornerback, A.J. Terrell. We say that because, you know, take somebody at 16 and not thinking about him being kind of that guy and sliding you know, maybe Kendall Sheffield to the nickel spot. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, all across the Southeast and, of course, across the nation at radio.com. If you are a Clemson Tigers fan, boy, is today your day. A.J. Terrell live at 2:20 this afternoon, 2:20 with Duke Zumbella coming up in about 20 minutes. Dabo Swinney, head coach of the Clemson Tigers, will join Hugh and I on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now we turn to one of our favorite people to have on, been a friend of the station for quite some time, been on numerous times, and a guy that we like to rely on, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, Don Munson, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning again to you, Don.
Good morning. Appreciate y'all having me on.
So, Don, how you holding up so far? I mean, first of all, in this, you know, this quarantine world that we're living in right now.
Where the Munson household is doing well. As I like to say, no one's drawn blood yet, so we're making it through. We're doing good.
Well, that's always a good thing. So what do you think about A.J. Terrell going number one? And were you surprised that the Atlanta Falcons picked him?
Yeah, I was a little surprised at the Falcons picking him. You know, sitting there watching the draft last night, I was thinking, all right, you know, we were headed towards those picks, but I don't know that I had circled Atlanta as being the spot. And obviously, you know, him being from Westlake and you know, a native of the city and stuff, it couldn't be a better landing spot for him. And not only because of just the hometown, but I think, you know, obviously there was a need that the Falcons had for a player like AJ. And so he's going to get an opportunity right away. Now he's got to go out and work and earn all of this stuff, but that's who he is. He's the guy that's not afraid to work and go and try to earn a spot.
What does he, Don Munson, bring that right? Talk to me about the player here, because Falcons fans want to kind of, and we'll hear from Dabo too, but give me your perspective, you know, at you know, 50 or 100 or 200 feet above the playing field. What does A.J. Terrell bring? What can Falcons fans expect?
Well, first and foremost, he's very coachable, I think, let's be really honest, in today's day and age, that's a commodity. He will come with a great work ethic. And he'll you know, do what is asked of you. He's a very good cover corner. Can get maybe at times a little handsy, so he's going to have to work on that portion of his game. And personally, you know, sitting there watching the draft last night, you know, I heard a couple of guys say the opposite, but I think that he can help you in the run game. I mean, I really do. I think that, you know, he is a guy that as a corner is not afraid to get in there and mix it up. Now, you don't always count upon a corner coming up and helping you run defense, but he's a guy that will get up there and give you a shot. You know, he's big enough. Obviously, he's still going to continue to mature and grow. So I really like the package that he brings to the Falcons.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Don Munson, Clemson play-by-play on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the WadeFord.com hotline. So when did you see that A.J. Terrell could probably be a special player?
Well, I think if you go back really to his sophomore season, that was where he was starting to make flashes. It was not only in games, but you could see it in practice as well, that, hey, he had his game that was really starting to develop. So he got a little bit of time in the first national championship win for Clemson in Tampa over Alabama, and you saw, you know, obviously in those big games coming down, the Ohio State game prior to that also led into that. He made some plays that kind of stuck out. Then his junior year, you know, he's third team All-ACC. There was maybe some talk about him jumping early, but then he showed that maturity level and said, you know what, I'm not ready. I've got a certain goal. I think that if I come back, I can work myself into maybe a first-round draft pick. And, you know, he put his head down, and that's what he went out and did. I mean, so those would be the things, I think, as you just sat back and watched him. He had an interception this year against Louisville that was pretty spectacular. Obviously, the one that he made in 18 against Alabama to put the first points on the board in that game, in that national championship game. If you go back and you watch that, that's why I think the Falcon fans are going to like A.J. Terrell, because he did everything that he was supposed to do as part of an 11-man unit on the field and what Brent Venables wanted to do defensively with that one play. And he did exactly what he was supposed to do. A.J. Terrell is a guy that's always going to do his job. He's not going to worry about somebody else, but he's always going to make sure that he does his job.
Don Munson is the play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers, joining John and Hugh on the morning show on Sports Radio 92 on the game day after round one of the NFL draft. Were you surprised that, Don, that as a Clemson guy, that A.J. Terrell is in the NFL and T. Higgins is still on the board?
Be honest with you, no. That didn't shock me. And I think that as we were getting a little bit further and further along in this, maybe some draft experts were starting to have, you know, Terrell's stock rising and maybe T slipping a little bit. You know, again, you know, here's Higgins coming out after his junior year. And I think there's always I just think that in draft rooms there's always just a little bit of question about guys that come out after their junior year just because of, you know, where they are physically. The physicality of the game changes dramatically when you go from the college to the professional level. So how is a young man going to handle that? T. Higgins is a guy, he does need to put on a little bit of weight still. He needs to get a little bit stronger. His ceiling, it may not pay off for whoever's going to get him next year or maybe the year after that, but once he gets into that third or fourth year of his contract, I think that T. Higgins has got, you know, all the possibilities in the world. But in today's day and age, again, we're not looking to go, hey, what can you give me year three, year four if you're going to spend a first-round draft pick? What can you give me year one or year two and year two of a contract, because they need something out of you right away.
We're talking to Don Munson, Clemson play-by-play guy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on the WayForIt.com hotline. Isaiah Simmons, last night, went to the Arizona Cardinals, the Swiss Army knife. What do you see him being? What is his best? He has a multitude of abilities, but what do you see him doing with the Arizona Cardinals?
I think that, I don't know. I don't know that Arizona really realizes what they have in Isaiah Simmons. Isaiah Simmons is as special a player as I have ever been around in my tenure at Clemson, and I've been around some pretty special ones, thank goodness, for my time here at Clemson. But Isaiah can do just about everything for you. I mean, he really can. If you need him to play safety, he'll play safety. If you need him, he can play a little bit of corner for you. He's got that kind of skill set, that kind of speed. You know, he can come out. Certainly, he can play some outside linebacker for you. And if you need him to bring him off the edge, he could do that for you. I think Isaiah Simmons is just going to be one of these guys that, about, you know, we get 4 or 5 years down this road, that he's just going to be eye popping every time that he puts on a helmet and goes out there and plays. I really, really love Isaiah Simmons and what he can bring. I was very surprised that the Panthers passed him at seven. I really thought that finally the Carolina Panthers were going to draft a Clemson Tiger. The Panthers and the Ravens are the two guys that have not drafted Clemson Tigers. And I thought, all right, well, this streak is about to end, but it didn't. And so I think that Arizona is just getting – who's a guy that's going to be a future All-Pro guy and for multiple years.
Yeah, to that point, Don, I mean, because you brought it up, I was about to ask you about that. Charlotte is a city, you know, right on the state line. A lot of fans of Carolina, South Carolina, North Carolina, NC State, Duke, Wake, you name it. I mean, it is a multitudinal city when it comes to collegiate athletics, but it has a huge Clemson fan base. Was there, you know, I guess, you know, kind of not negative reaction to Derek Brown, is a hell of a player, but disappointment that they didn't go after Isaiah Simmons?
Well, I think certainly among the Clemson fan base, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, you know, I tweeted out last night, and that's the reason that I go to Charlotte and Bank of America Stadium once a year, and it's to watch Clemson pick up an ACC trophy and then go home and get ready for the college football playoffs. And I was shocked at the reaction that got on Twitter, to be perfectly honest with you. So I think, yeah, in the Clemson fan base, there is a lot of disappointment in that. But that disappointment, I think, plays then into the Falcons' benefits because, obviously, with what Grady has done there, you know, in recent years, and now getting a guy like A.J. Terrell, obviously Vic Beasley has been there also in years past. So the Falcons have had a bit of history in taking Clemson players, and so that can work, I think, into Atlanta's advantage. It is about putting people in the seats.
We're talking with Don Munson. He is the Clemson play-by-play voice on the WayForward.com hotline about A.J. Terrell. And you're talking again about tackling here. Is the tackling about run support? I want to go back to this because you say, you know, hey, listen, I think it's unfair because I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. A little unfair that A.J. Terrell might be a better tackler. Is that about tackling in space or is that about tackling in run support?
Well, I mean, it's both. I mean, if you go back and you watch his film, and I realize that people – you know, the last vision that they have of A.J. Terrell was against LSU, and things probably did not go as well as he wanted to in that LSU game. But again, this is football. This is a game about performance. And I think that A.J. knows that he probably did not give his best performance against LSU. That becomes a better driving factor, I think, for him as he goes along. But if you go back and you look at the whole of what A.J. Terrell had done during his career, you see – yeah, he can tackle in space. Yes, he can come up and do some run support stuff for you. He's got enough speed that if need, and he loses a little bit of space between he and a wide receiver, he can close that down and go and still make a play from that standpoint. So I think that A.J. Does have that ability to tackle in space, obviously, to play good tight man-to-man pressure, which is paramount in the league. And he'll do a lot of things, and he's just going to consistently get better as he goes along and refines his craft. This is a guy that likes to work and is not afraid to work.
Don, it's always a pleasure to have you. You're always welcome to appreciate, and we look forward to, getting the season going and that opening game here in Atlanta. Hopefully we can get that going with you and Georgia Tech again. And what was everybody thinking, you know, going to be another stellar season for the Clemson Tigers?
Well, I certainly hope so. Right now people ask me, you know, do you think we're going to be playing a college football season? My glass is not half full. My glass is already overflowing. Yeah, I think we are going to be playing some football come September and that it's going to be an absolute blast. Now, it'll be interesting to see who's exactly sitting in that stadium when this happens. But we will get back to a point of normalcy through all of this. And I think that's something that all of us need to realize. Don't let this get you down. Have a positive attitude about this. Make today the best that you can possibly make it, and then worry about tomorrow when it gets here. But, yeah, I'm looking down the road. I'm looking forward to seeing college football getting cranked up again and also the National Football League as well.
Thank you, Don.
Have a great
day. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Go Tigers.
And stay safe.
And Don Munson, who's had how'd you like, you know, when you're a play-by-play guy, most play-by-play guys would kill for one great season during their play-by-play career that they could call. Man, he's been able to call championship after championship after championship. Of course, the man behind championship after championship after championship is none other than Dabo Swinney, the head coach of the Clemson Tigers. And we will talk live with Dabo Swinney next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're reminding you to help out any way you can when you're talking about staying connected in this day and age. You can listen to 92.9 The Game at home on your smart device using the radio.com app. Downloading the app is simple. You go to the App Store, type in radio.com, and download the free radio.com app. Listen to 92.9 The Game anytime, any place. If you need more information, it's radio.com/stayconnected. Dabo Swinney, head coach of the Tigers, next after a CBS Sports Minute.
It's going to be great. Definitely looking forward to the opportunity. I'm ready for it. You know, just coming in to compete. You know, just give them my best. And I know they're going to give me there. So, you know, just coming in, competing, not being satisfied. Just, like I said, gain my respect and just be great teammates and, you know, just go win games.
A.J. Terrell, new Falcons defensive back, five-star high school prospect out of Westlake High School. And a star at Clemson, now the first pick of the Atlanta Falcons in the NFL draft with the 16th pick overall. And welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And A.J. Terrell will be on with Dukes and Bell at 2:20 this afternoon and their extended interview. So if you're out there doing the deliveries and driving around and doing your work today, you are tuning into Dukes and Bell at 2:20. Of course, you can always stream anywhere you're at on any device at radio.com, 2:20 this afternoon. For the interview with A.J. Terrell. It's going to be interesting to listen to that interview and what Mike and Carl can talk to A.J. Terrell about him being an Atlanta Falcon. John and Hugh on the morning show talking about the Falcons and today, round 2 and 3, Hugh, for the Falcons and a chance to fill out maybe some more of those holes on defense for them today.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case, man. Hopefully get some defenders. I mean, I think that's what that most people are looking at and think that we need, and hopefully that's what we get.
Yeah, defensive tackles, edge guys, and there's a lot of, you know, guys that we've been talking about that are still available. The Falcons have the 15th pick in the second round today. They have picks 47 and 78 today as we look at the two rounds, rounds 2 and 3 today. And, of course, that'll begin at 7 o'clock tonight, and John Chuckery will be hosting during that time. So we'll have John kind of update you as that goes along. Also keeping our eyes on some of the other big names that are out there, guys like DeAndre Swift and Jake Fromm from Georgia as examples. Today to see where they go. I would imagine that DeAndre Swift's name is, I would think you called fairly early tonight. I know that, you know, maybe a little bit of disappointment that he wasn't a first-round guy, but I think that he'll be a high second-round guy and make some team very happy.
Yeah, I think the thing of it is this. If you don't go in the first round, I know a lot of guys are disappointed, but just get your foot in the door. And once you get your foot in the door, then take it from there. So that if I would tell him anything, that would be the thing that I would say to him. Just get your foot in the door first, and then when you get there, then do your work.
And, of course, DeAndre Swift. And Brian Herrien is also available from Georgia. I don't know if Brian Herrien will end up being drafted. I doubt it, but he should certainly be invited to a camp. We could see, the Georgia Bulldogs have as many as 8 or even 9 players drafted. If they have 9 drafted, that might mean that Rodrigo Blankenship over the weekend gets drafted maybe in the 7th round or something along those lines. And that would set, by the way, a new Georgia record. 8 is the record for the most Georgia players drafted in any NFL draft. A lot of people thinking, you know, Isaiah Wilson's already in there, Andrew Thomas already in there. We'll see others that are going to be going off the board today. 2 or 3 more Georgia players today, and then over the weekend you'll have some more taken in this NFL draft. Lawrence Cager, for example, with his big wide body, and what he can offer as a wide receiver. There's going to be a lot of interest at some point in him. And this is why you can get great value. This is where, the first round, you can get superstars at the top of the draft. You get into the second part of the first round and it becomes a little murkier. It's like second part of the first round versus top of the second round. And that's what we'll see with some of these value picks come in. We are pleased to welcome into the show now the head coach of the Clemson Tigers, Dabo Swinney, joining John and Hugh on the WadeFord.com hotline this morning. Morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning. How y'all?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Coach, how excited are you that you had a couple of Tigers go early in the draft last night?
Super excited for them. I mean, just two great young men, first of all. Very deserving, and both have just worked extremely hard. And, you just love to see, great people that are also great players, achieve a dream like that. And that's what happened with those two guys. I mean, just, AJ, obviously from Atlanta, Westlake High School, and just an amazing player for us for 3 years, and not just a player, but just a leader, committed guy. Great work ethic, loves to prepare, and had a lot of conversation with the Falcons about him. And really glad it worked out. I think he's in a great situation, and they're gonna love him for sure.
And so help me out,
Isaiah. Is a obviously a multi dimensional guy, very versatile, dynamic. He's all the things that you hear about, but the same thing, just a great human being, great teammate, and he'll really make an impact, in his locker room and in the community there in Arizona.
So help me out, Coach, because a lot of Falcons fans, the last impression that they have of A.J. Terrell is that last game that he played in. He's so much more than that. So help the Falcons fans get excited about him and tell me about his game a little bit and what they should be excited about.
Well, first of all, you take anybody and put them in that last game and you probably would have the same result. You're talking about, every Sunday you can turn on the TV and there's not a great, great all-pro corner that doesn't get beat, by a great wideout from time to time. And one of the things in that game, I went over and told A.J. After that first blast, there's nothing you could have done. I mean, that was – sometimes it's just a perfect ball. And I thought that he did a lot of good things in the game. But obviously in a game like that, you can have a couple plays get magnified. But I focus more on the other 29 games or whatever it was that we won in a row. How he played. I mean, his career, anybody can nitpick a play here, the play there. But he's going against the best of the best. But he was a dominant, dominant football player and played in won two out of three national championships against, covering Jerry Jeudy and Ruggs and all those guys. So he's got way, 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 way more good tape and reasons to take him than not to take him. But he's obviously long for his position. That's something you're always looking for at the corner position. He was everything we thought he was coming out of high school. But what you don't ever know about a guy is until you start coaching him is what is that true mental makeup, mm-hmm. especially at that position. What's their mindset? What's their daily demeanor and approach and respect for what it takes to be great and the love of doing what it takes to be great? And that's what makes him special. In fact, I described him as the Deshaun Watson at his position. That's the best way I could describe him. And what I mean by that is just his who he is as a person, his consistency, his competitiveness, his love of preparation, his football IQ. You cannot coach him enough. He wants it every single day. He's always the same person. He is a big time winner. And that's what I mean by making that statement, because that's what made Deshaun was this, those rare intangibles to go with the great measurables. And that's what he has. He's got some rare intangibles and I would put him in that, and that's what I told Thomas, with the Falcons there's, he's got all the stuff you love about Grady Jarrett. He's just got the measurables to go with it. And that's the only reason Grady Jarrett went in the fifth round, is because he didn't win the beauty contest. But when you cut him open, he's 6'5" and 320. And that's kind of AJ. He looks the part, and he's got all this other stuff to go with it. And so it's going to be exciting to see him. He's going to make an impact there in Atlanta day one.
Dabo Swinney, head coach of the Clemson Tigers. It is interesting to us, Dabo, here on the home of the Falcons as Falcons fans, kind of the come see, come saw, the relationship that you have with the Falcons. You come down to Atlanta and you go get a Vic Beasley out of Adairsville or Grady Jarrett. You go down to Westlake and get a guy, and then suddenly we get him to come back down 85 and play for us. A lot of guys, Malachi Goodman was from Clemson. A lot of guys that come down from Clemson to play for the Falcons. There's an interesting connection there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really it's really awesome, to see these guys, in the local market for us, because it's obviously a lot easier to keep up with them, and you get a lot of news, and it's easier for them to come back and things like that. So that's really neat. And then it's just a even more of a bonus for AJ and his family. I mean, just a wonderful family, great mom and dad, and he's got the unique opportunity that. He went 2 hours away to, not quite 2 hours away to go to college, and now he's just, 30 minutes down the road to play professionally. And, his family have the opportunity to kind of just have a front row seat to all that is pretty unique, that's for sure, because you don't get a chance to pick where you go as a pro. And so to work out that way is awesome. And Grady's just loved his experience. And I know Vic has moved on, but he loved his experience there as well. And, you know, hopefully they can have a lot of great days ahead there in Atlanta.
Well, Coach Sweeney, I know that you're expecting another great season for Clemson football again this year, you know, potentially, of course, preseason number one once again with your club. And then hopefully an opener here in town against Georgia Tech is sometime in the fall here as we get ready for ACC and the season to begin. We look forward to seeing you guys down here.
I appreciate it. We're excited about it, and wish everybody all the best out there, and I hope everyone's staying well.
Yeah, stay safe, Coach. Have a good one.
Okay. Bless y'all. See
you. All righty. Dabo Sweeney, head coach of the Clemson Tigers. Some interesting things to say about A.J. Terrell, about, you know, not only the player, but, you know, the kind of man he is. And Hugh, when he started talking about A.J. Terrell is the Deshaun Watson at his position, maybe that gives some Falcons fans who are a little hesitant a different viewpoint on what they think of this guy.
You know, what's the funny thing about it? Like, nobody knows a player better than his coach. And for him to say those things about him, I mean, nobody knows him better than that, you know, because he's been around him when he's had those tough times. He was there with him when he had that tough game against LSU and how he talked to him and how he handled that. I feel comfortable with it. Like, listen, going to the pros from college is going to be tough for anybody. But the ones that thrive and do well are the ones that learn from the mistakes that they make, and they go out there and they work hard and try to get better week in and week out.
Our thanks to Dabo Sweeney and to Don Munson, play-by-play voice and head coach of the Clemson Tigers back-to-back. A.J. Terrell, the new star of the Atlanta Falcons, is coming up at 2:20 with Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, streaming worldwide at radio.com.
You don't ever know about a guy until you start coaching him is what is that true mental makeup, especially at that position. You know, what's their mindset? What's their daily demeanor and approach and respect for what it takes to be great and the love of doing what it takes to be great. And that's what makes him special. And in fact, I described him as the Deshaun Watson at his position. That's the best way I could describe him. And what I mean by that is just his who he is as a person.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on The Game. From the Mobile Kia Studios, Clemson head coach Dabo Sweeney moments ago talking about new Atlanta Falcons cornerback A.J. Terrell being the Deshaun Watson of his position, had glowing things to say. And one of the things that Thomas Dimitroff was talking about, Dabo was talking about, Hugh, was that he spoke to Thomas Dimitroff at length about A.J., and, you know, talk to him about, you know, his ability to be an instant impact player for the Atlanta Falcons. And maybe it'll be interesting to see, you know, what kind of reaction now. And we're getting some on Twitter. This was actually pre the Dabo interview, and I'll read a couple of the tweets in a moment. You know, if that changes, you know, or softens the, you know, opinion of some of the Falcons fans that they had last night when the pick was made.
Probably not. But, you know, people are going to feel the way that they feel. They got to actually see him play. You know, you could say positive stuff about folks all the time, but until you see them play, some people are just never going to believe it. You know, I mean, that's just how they're wired.
Chris Moten tweets at us, and again, these tweets, I'm going to read a couple of tweets to you. These were before we had a chance to hear from Clemson head coach Dabo Sweeney. Chris says, apologize to you guys. You don't have to apologize, by the way, Chris, for being petty last night about the Falcons picking A.J. Terrell. I'll give this man a chance. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Jab Johns, I was livid about the pick last night. Listening to you guys, especially you, Hugh, saying that he's going to learn from Julio Jones, it made me feel a little bit better. And, you know, there is something to be said for that. I mean, one of the things that is true about A.J. Terrell, when you're talking about a guy who's played, Hugh, on that stage in college, and there's value to that, on that stage at college in national championship games against the Tua Tagovailoas and Joe Burrows of the world, who were the two of the top quarterbacks taken in the draft? Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, there's something to be said for that, as opposed to somebody who's playing out in a, you know, and this is no, you know, I'm not trying to say anything about, you know, the Mountain West Conference or anything, about taking a guy out there in the Mountain West Conference where it's a little bit more of a, all right, who'd you play against and who, you know, what kind of a stage, what are you used to? Because we see DeMonte Casey have an impact that he had. I think that A.J. Terrell has had that kind of experience, and he brings that to the Falcons right now. So I think there's something to be said for that. So I think that, that big stage mentality, one of the reasons I think 15 players from the SEC were taken in the opening round of the draft is that, you know, they're used to that bright lights and that big stage.
Yeah, and you know, with that being said, John, that's not lost on you know, people that draft, you know, and they look at, like, when you look at it, I mean, if you're a coach and you take his body of work and the receivers that he's gone up against in his career in college, he's been against some ballers week in and week out. It ain't like he playing little sisters of the poor like every weekend. He's playing against some ballers every weekend. And every now and then, you know, sometimes they say you get the bear and sometimes the bear gets you. And in that last game, the bear got him. So it's one of those things. But that's not to say that this cat can't play at this level. And not only that, you know, I always say iron sharpens iron. Going up against Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley every day, you got to learn something from those guys. You're going to have to. And they're not and the thing about it is this. The Falcons, they're not in a position to coddle him. They're not in a position to you know, play patty cake. He has to come in, like Coach Quinn said. He got to be ready to play because they're going to need him immediately. You're talking about, you know, everybody likes to talk about, well, this is Coach Quinn's job and all that stuff. Yeah. Yes, it is. So you're taking a chance on a guy that – and you know the position you're in, if that's the way you feel, that – is going, you got to tie yourself to, and you know the history of the guys that you've drafted from Clemson. You're 50-50 right now. You got it. He has to be able to play. He has to be ready to go.
Right. First draft pick that Dan Quinn ever had, Vic Beasley out of Clemson, right? I mean, that was his first pick, and then, of course, Grady Jarrett hit. And one of the things I liked about what Dabo Swinney said, I don't want to misquote him here, Hugh, but he said, you know, Grady Jarrett's the kind of guy that, you know, you wouldn't look at him. He didn't have the measurables, but you cut him open, and he's, you know, 6'5 and 320 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's talking about his heart and the type of person he is, his character. And I think that Grady has shown that on and off the football field. You know, you're talking about the work that he's doing in the community and the fact that he's out there and he's making it happen on the football field.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.